Hi, Commissioner. We share your deep concern about rising atrocity risks across Myanmar. Military airstrikes and the shelling of civilian targets continues to demonstrate a shocking disregard for innocent lives. The systematic discrimination of the Rohingya continues. They are denied citizenship and they are denied freedom of movement and access to services, leaving them vulnerable to human trafficking. This suffering has been compounded by further restrictions on humanitarian access and the escalation of the conflict in Rakhine State. The UK is grateful to the government of Bangladesh for its continued hosting of nearly 1 million Rohingya refugees, and we remain committed to supporting those Rohingya until conditions are suitable for their return. Since 2017, we have provided over £370 million to Bangladesh and over £30 million for the Rohingya and other Muslim minorities in Myanmar. Any returns of the Rohingya to Myanmar must be voluntary, safe and dignified. Accountability is paramount. In November, the UK with partners filed a joint declaration of intervention at the International Court of Justice in the case brought forward by the Gambia against Myanmar. The UK also continues to support the collection of evidence, including by the IIMM. High Commissioner, what more can this council do to respond to the risk of further atrocities? Thank you.